Okay, so let's take the next question. Hashkivenu, yeah, sorry. Okay, so now you have the question of Hashkivenu. So the Gemara says that you can say Kriya Shema Shalaila after Alos. Right? That's the second member of it. You can say Kriya Shema Shalaila. Everybody agrees, at least in the second statement, that you can say Kriya Shema Shalaila after Alos Hashava. Right? And the Gemara says, Lachke Rishimon Sha'am Mishamari Giva. Right. Amar Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanin, Amar Rabbi Shuvah, maybe. Alach Rabbi Shimon, Shom Rishon Rabbi Kiva. Okay, it's true. There are two statements of Rabbi. Machlok is what Rabbi Acha said, right? What he was saying in the first statement, second statement. But then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeiro, Bovach Lo Yom Hashkivenu. So that's going on the. So which statement is that going on? Which statement is that going on? Should be going on the second one, right? So what does Rashi say? Uvach lo yoma hashkivenu. Rashi says hakore kriya shma shel laila shachar samach lo mina shachar lo yoma hashkivenu she'ein od zman tchila shchiva ela zman sof shchiva. So in other words, Rashi is going not on the last statement, not on Rabbi Shimon Mishum Rabbi Akiva, right? He's even going on the first one, right? It says you can only say Kriya Shema up until Alos Hashava. He's saying even though you're saying Kriya Shema before Alos Hashava, you still can't say Hashkivenu. Why? Because before Amun HaShacha is not the Tchila of Shechiva. It's not the Zman Tchila Shechiva. It's the Zman Sof Shechiva. Okay. Right. All right. Let's get the. And then Tosus argues. Says Pirush Mikuntrus on Milsad Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. The Kore Kodem Shialom and Ashachar Kai. So Rashi recognizes that Rashi is learning the statement of Rabbi Zeira back on the original memra. Right? The nearly does Vadezman Shchivahu. Umotzi Lemema Hashkivenu. Tosus says, well, what's the problem? It's before Amar Ashachar. Before Amar Ashachar is definitely Zman Shchiva. So why can't you say Hashkivenu? The O, Davle Lemema. Amai the Salak Mina, also just stylistically, the statement of Rabbi Zeira should be going on what preceded it. Upirish Asar Mikutzi, the Kai Akodem Honet, the Salak Mina. Now this is going on in the last case, saying, if you read Kriyash Masha Laila before Honet Achama, then you don't say Hashkivenu. The Lazman Shchivu, Kevin Shola Kvar, Amr Shachar, Filu Kodem Honetz. Yeah. So that's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Is it going on before Amr Shachar, or is it going on before Honetz Achama? And then the Rashba quotes the one more Shita, right? Who is it, the Rimigash, or the Ibn Gaius? Yeah. That what? That it doesn't mean you don't say the bracha. It means you just skip Hashkivenu. You just go to Saknenu, right? Saknenu be'ez tova. So you have a three of machlokas. But which zman is he talking about? Do we know? He's also talking about after Hanitz? I mean before Hanitz? The Ritz Geis. Shalom Yomar Shah Shalom Yom Lo Shalom Yomar Kol Bracha Da Bay Lemer Shtaim Lachara El Shalom Yomar Elu Amilos Hashkivenu. Right. Tmashma is talking after Alos. Yeah. So you have a three of Machlokas over here. That what? You have a three of Machlokas. One. How would you break up this three of Machlokas? I guess the biggest question is: does it mean you don't say the bracha? Or does it mean you're just skipping those words? Is that the right logical way to break it up? And then if you hold, you're skipping, and then within the sheet, you're skipping the bracha. Is it, huh? Is it before Alos? Is it after Alos? And if you hold it after Alos, does it mean you skip the bracha? Does it mean you... I don't know. It's a good question. Good question. What's the proper classification? What do we say when we define classification? Classification, huh? Nobody was there. Huh? This is when we did doing the... This is what? Plato, right? I think it goes by existence. Existence. What does it truly owe its existence to? Right? You break up the nature of its existence. Animal exists different than a vegetable. Mammal has a different existence than a bird, etc. Anyhow, so in that regard, what would you say? How would you break it up? Rashi Tosos, because right, because there it's a question, it's an underlying, that's a more fundamental question of the nature of Hashkivenu itself. Right? Rashi and Tosos agree about the nature of Hashkivenu, whatever it may be. They agree about its nature. There's something in common about its nature. The Ritz Geis is saying it has it has a dual nature. Right? Now, as Rashi and Tosos are both saying, right, Fox, this is what you were saying a little bit about one of them. But I think they both are going to have to admit to that. Now, Rashi and Tosos are both going to say that the bracha of Hashkivenu is totally on a certain phenomenon. It's totally on something. The whole bracha is totally on something. Right? Either Tchila Zman Shchiva or Zman Shchiva itself. We have to work about that further. But if the condition is missing, the whole bracha is gone, according to both of them. Right? That has to do with how they're understanding the bracha itself. The entire bracha is contingent on a certain phenomenon. Whereas the Ritz Geis is saying that what? That the bracha is not contingent on any phenomena. What is contingent on the phenomena? The wording of the bracha. The wording of the bracha. But the bracha is not contingent on anything.
Ritzkeyer says that it's Mishnah.
Doesn't matter. I think he says after Alos. But he says you have to say the bracha anyway. You just skip Hashkivenu.
I understand. When do you break it down in terms of whether it's a bracha of Suf, Sman Shchiva, or whether it's just a bracha of Sman Shchiva? First, is that a more fundamental question? And then after that, then is that totally
let's
the
whole follow. Thing? Let's follow it through. Go ahead. Is what a bracha of Sof Zman Shchiva? You're gonna get into trouble. He's already in hot water. Does anybody see why he's in hot water? Because what are you gonna say? The Ritz Geis is gonna say. It is a bracha of Zman Shchiva, but yet you still say the bracha. So you have to say it's two. You have to say it's two things. You have to say Hashkivenu exists on its own as a bracha. No, it's. You understand what I'm saying, Sammy? You understand what I'm saying? Go ahead. In other words, the it, according to the Ritz Geis, right, is just the wording of the bracha, not the bracha. According to the Rashi and Tosfos, there's only one thing. There's only the bracha. It's either the zman of the bracha, or it's not the zman of the bracha. Okay? But according to the Ritz Geis, there are two things. There's the bracha, meaning what? The chiyuv to say a bracha after Kriya Shema, and then there's the expression of the bracha. Okay, meaning Hashkivenu or no Hashkivenu. So Rabbi Yitzchak Ibn Geis, right, When Tosfos, let's take Tosfos, right? What's going on over there? Something good? When Tosfos, let's say that the Ritz Gaius holds, you don't say Hashkiveinu, the words Hashkiveinu after Alos, right? When Tosfos says you don't say Hashkiveinu after Alos, and he says you don't say Hashkiveinu after Alos, they're not talking about the same thing. So how could you put them together? How could you say that's one group? They're not talking about the same thing. Isn't that more intrinsic to the nature of the thing? Isn't the first question of what is the underlying existence of this bracha? Isn't that a more fundamental question than just a question of its of what surah it takes in which zman? Just like a whale and a fish both swim in the water, right? But that would be an ill-conceived category to say fishies, water animals, because its existence is more totally on the body function of breathing air, like its mammalian counterparts on land. And that was the example we gave in categorization. What's a more logical grouping? To say things that live in the water, or to say things that breathe air and things that breathe through water. So if you go by function, by life function, you understand, then it makes more sense to categorize all mammals together. Because that's how they live, by extracting nutrients from oxygen, from air. The fact that one spends most of its time in water, that's just where it's doing its living. That's not part of what its life is. Understand? So the categorization should always go by what is it, essentially. So if the Ritz Gaius is saying that the bracha is essentially a bracha of Kriyashma, and therefore it exists whenever you say Kriyashma, and the others are saying it could be here or not be here, that's a completely different idea of what its existence is.
When we're talking about what its existence is, then why are we talking about... Why isn't it just essential to break it down in terms of the bracha reflecting Shiva or the end of Shiva?
Because it's not because the coin of Ritz Gaius has nothing to do with you're making a big mistake. I don't understand. It's not the bracha. Because when he says you don't say Hashkiveinu, he's just saying you can't have this verbiage in this bracha. He's not saying the bracha doesn't exist after Alos HaShachar. He's just saying the form it takes is different before and after. But the bracha is the same. The bracha is essentially a birkas kriyashma. That's really the machlokas between them. Is the bracha essentially a birkas kriyashma or not? That's the first question in this machlokas. Is it essentially a birkas kriyashma? It really has very little to do with the theme of kriyashma. And that's why the others don't want to say it. It doesn't really have anything to do with the theme. What's the theme of the birkas? The theme of the brachas of kriyashma is Or and Choshech and Marav Aravim and Torah and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Those are the themes of the brachas of kriyashma. Right? Hashkiveinu is really sticks out.
And there's no parallel
in
the morning.
So the other shittas are saying it really is not a birkas kriyashma. It's a separate thing about shmirah for shechiva. Right? But the Ritz Gay is saying no. It's a birkas kriyashma. It's difficult. I mean, his svar is difficult. To say it's a birkas kriyashma, why he opens up a lot of questions. Why is the night kriyashma required two when the morning kriyashma only has one? And this theme has nothing to do with the themes of shema. Like the Rav says that shema has themes and the brachos reflect those themes, but Hashkiveinu really doesn't. Hashkiveinu really doesn't. And the Gemara says the Gemara asks the Kasha even. How do you say Hashkiveinu in between Gula and Tefillah?
Where it says it's like a gula richta. Right, gula richta. And what does that mean? I'm not sure what that means. But it means to say that it's part of the format. It's not considered the hefsek. But according to the that's the main question of here. I mean, the first question is it a separate, is it a birkas kriyashma essentially, or not? Correct. In other words, in terms of its existence, the Ritz case is saying the existence of the bracha is totally on kriyashma itself. Whenever you korei kriyashma shalayla, you korei shtayim lefaneh, shtayim lacharel. According to Tosas and Rashi, it's not a birkas kriyashma per se. Its existence is not totally on kriyashma. It's a little more complicated. We have to think about it a little more. But it's totally on what setting you're saying kriyashma in. If you're saying kriyashma in a certain setting, it's not really kriyashma shalayla has two brachas after it. It's kriyashma balayla has two brachas after it.